producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Interesting novel that I'd like to discuss for you with the author today. Lawrence Mackin, Larry Mackin, has written a book called The Police Revolt of 2016. And as I had commented after I read the book, gee, I wish this were history rather than something that's fictional. Sometimes life imitates art. We can only hope. But The Police Revolt of 2016 gives some encouragement, frankly, to those of us who were suffering through the final days of a wannabe totalitarian's administration in Washington. And it depicts what could conceivably happen if the people got pushed too far by our dear leader in the White House. And that is pretty much the, in a thumbnail, the whole idea of the police revolt of 2016. The author, Larry Mackin, has been in law enforcement, and now he's, among other things at least, taken to writing and done a pretty good job of it. I want to thank you very much. I'm glad I got a copy of the book, Larry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry, and it's an honor to be on your show. I've long been a fan of yours, a great admirer. I've seen you on television many times. I've heard you on the radio, and I appreciate the strong positions you've always taken in defending Second Amendment, the Constitution, and America itself.
Well, among other things, it's encouraging to know that in a state that's considered quite liberal, there are people, obviously, you're one of them, who also agree with that strong Second Amendment position, that we're not without our supporters in many, many, many places, some of them very perhaps surprising, perhaps most surprising to the Twinkies that are in authority in our country right now, and hopefully as we head into another election, another federal election, maybe there are going to be some changes made in that department. We can only hope.
Yes, we can hope and pray for that. But in the meantime, Larry, I think it's exemplified in the book, The Police Revolt of 2016. American citizens have to take a much stronger and much more active role, especially those of us who believe in the original intent of our Constitution, who believe in the Second Amendment. I believe, like the sons and daughters of liberty, the fictional sons and daughters of liberty in the book, we have to take action to defend the Republic, because the Republic, our Republic right now, our country, the country that we all love so well, is in great danger. We're in great danger from Obama, Soros, Bloomberg, the Clintons, the list kind of goes on and on, and the United Nations. The domestic enemies, including our media, will do everything in the world they can do to destroy our country, to disarm the American people. And that's the very first step. The American people have to be disarmed for the plans of the United Nations, for the plans of Obama, Soros, Bloomberg, etc., to be fulfilled. And that is the very destruction of the United States of America itself. And that's why they're trying so hard at the local, state, and federal levels to destroy our Constitution, especially the First, Second, Fourth and Fifth Amendments that speak to the individual rights of the people. If they succeed, though, in destroying the Second Amendment, well, then the people won't be able to resist. Right now we have the means to resist. If they destroy our Second Amendment and achieve their goal of gun confiscation, even if we have the will to resist, we won't have the means. And I believe that's their ultimate plan.
And, you know, I guess this is as good a time as any to point out to those who maybe because they don't like the basic idea of what you just said, or maybe those who are, I wish it were true what he said, but golly, this is the 21st century, and what can a bunch of individuals with, even if they had a legal semi-automatic AK-47 or an AR-15 or something like that, what can they do against the world's greatest military force? Well, without taking a thing away from our military, it is the world's greatest military force, I do believe. It takes men and women to operate that great force. Not all of them, obviously, are of accord with what our dear leader in Washington is doing. That's why so many of them have been given their papers. The Pentagon has been, to a considerable extent, subdued by the wimp in chief, and they are now, on all too many occasions, producing think pieces, which the military is supposed to be doing all the time to test various hypotheses, that we're whipped, that's it, the military is good to go for whatever he wants. And in your book, you talk about the necessity for someone of ill will in the White House to begin by, we've got a multi-pronged strategy, but one of the important prongs of taking over by force is that you get rid of any of the head of the armed body, that the generals, and frankly, from what I've been able to tell and what little news coverage there has been, there's probably been a hollowing out of the military down to including all too many of the colonels, so that the leadership of our military is kind of teetering. And those that are being advanced to replace the ones cashiered are the ones who at least have outwardly given indication that they will be yes sir, no sir, how many do you want, sir?
Larry, you hit the nail on the head there. You're absolutely correct. In writing this book, I spent almost a year in researching and writing this book. And as you know, you've written several books. There's a lot of research and time that goes into them. I actually did have, not only did I speak to many hundreds of police officers, I myself have been a police officer and a probation officer for over 30 years now. But I spoke to many members of the military and many police officers that were in the military or still are on in the reserves or National Guard. And they're very, very frustrated with Obama. They're very frustrated with the leadership of the military right now. And you're right, Obama has replaced all of our hard-charging, patriotic generals and admirals with his political appointees, those who are willing to go along to get along, maybe many who are willing to look out for their own pensions and their own careers. And he's done this deliberately, of course. But there's also the same feeling exists in the military that exists among the civilian population, and that is that we're individuals, that, you know, what can I as an individual do? And that is why individuals and organizations, the individuals that make up organizations, such as the Gun Owners of America, are so critical to the very survival of our republic. You are a rallying point for like-minded Americans, to let them know that we're not alone, that we do have strength in numbers, that there are other patriotic Americans out there who think just like us. And I think that just as in the book, when the members of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, mainly composed initially of police officers, but later, you know, they bring their military friends in, that feeling of isolation, just as they had that feeling of isolation, of being alone, that they are waiting on a leader. I believe the people in our military, our active duty military, who are among our best, our brightest, and our most patriotic citizens, I believe they're waiting for a leader, someone to step up, to give the order, and I believe that they will honor their oaths to defend our Constitution, as they have against foreign enemy.
Well, I have seen indication of that. Enemy. I don't think you're speaking as a lonely voice. Talking with Larry Mackin, Lawrence C. Mackin, the police revolt of 2016, we're going to be...
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution, custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Lawrence Mackin. Larry Mackin has written a novel, which, as I said before, I wish it were an historical novel. filling in the blanks of what had actually happened in the past, but doesn't have to be simply something that's off in the by and by. It is something which I believe does concern our dear leader and others like him. They understand that when people go into military and law enforcement as a career, they probably are not doing it to be a successful businessman. They're not doing it to be a teacher. They're doing it because they want to be part of, at least in police terminology, part of that thin blue line. They want to be part of the sinews of a society that where they can help maintain order and the freedom that exists within that order that is now so under assault. And the novel, The Police Revolt of 2016, deals with how it finally got to the point where the police, and as you say, Larry, subsequently joined by elements of the military, came together to make sure that the country wasn't in its last days, that those who were threatening the freedom of the country would not be able to carry out their nefarious plans. And I thought it was interesting that a funeral became the venue, if you will, for a planning session, because the funeral was a place where police would be coming. In this case, it was so flagrant a murder that it was just very natural that police would come from many other jurisdictions to the funeral, and it gave them an opportunity to speak with each other without having our good buddies at the NSA listening in on what was being said. That's kind of neat to think that, at least for now, we can still have personal conversations that generally are not going to be monitored.
Well, the scene at the police funeral, Larry, is absolutely accurate. Unfortunately, I've attended many police funerals in my career, and when the officers are there, they do have an opportunity to network with officers from other jurisdictions, other states, sometimes other countries, to express their frustrations, and everybody's on the same page. Everybody sees what's going on. Our police officers and our military are under constant assault by Obama, by the liberal Democrats, and by our media. Look at Ferguson, for an example, where before the media creates this myth of a gentle giant assaulting a police being murdered by a police officer. The facts, of course, showed completely otherwise. But the media runs with that. A little while ago,
just to make sure everybody knows what you're referring to, among other things that clearly established that Michael Brown was a giant bully, and was not on his best behavior the day he died, he was shot in the back by 9 bullets entering from the front. Huh?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Exactly, Larry. But there was a case in Cambridge where President Obama called the police officers that responded to a burglary alarm stupid. That led to the bear summit in the White House garden there several years ago. And the same thing's happening to our military. They're under constant assault. They're under constant liberal microscope. Their morale is being destroyed. Even when Obama proposed giving medals for restraint to our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. What's that tell our military? Don't do what you're trained for. Don't fight. And here's a medal for not fighting. I mean, this is just liberal nonsense.
Now, to be honest, some of those medals would have to be awarded posthumously because the restraint led to the death of those soldiers following those rules of engagement. It's insane.
Yep. But there's a goal here, Larry, as you and most of your listeners know. And the goal is to destroy the military, to destroy the police, because first and foremost, and to disarm American citizens. Because if you can destroy our military, if you can destroy our police, if you can more importantly, disarm American citizens, there's nothing left to stop the UN takeover of America or the confiscation of America, gun confiscation in America. Don't forget, George Soros, just last week when he was describing the flood of illegal aliens, Muslim aliens entering to Europe, stated that the problem was national borders. Soros wants to destroy our national borders. Obama has already destroyed our southern national border. Basically, we don't have a border on the southern part of our country now.
Mm-hmm.
But it all hinges on gun confiscation and disarming of American citizens, police, and military. And that's why Obama is sicking the Justice Department, FBI investigators, on any police officer who dares to fire his weapon, on any police officer who shows any sort of courage whatsoever. They're just totally demoralizing our police. They're not going after illegal gun use by the gangbangers in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, etc. But they're going after us, the law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, and I thought it was quite telling and unhappily quite true to what's going on, as you pointed out in the police revolt of 2016, that when cops do use their arms, it's not just an isolated instance where the Department of Justice goes rummaging around hoping to find some excuse for a civil rights violation prosecution. That's what happened, even though the autopsy report made it so that even a liberal college professor could figure out that Michael Brown was charging the officer. Nevertheless, they were sure that they were going to find something, and it took them many weeks before they finally had to give up because there just wasn't any there.
Right, but in the meantime, Larry, that has a chilling effect upon police officers everywhere in our country. And I believe it's actually being described as the Ferguson effect among some conservative talk show hosts and conservative bloggers because of the fact that, you know, police response times are way up right now. The amount of arrests taking place in our country, by the various police departments, are way down. Nobody wants to face a civil rights violation, a made-up civil rights violation by Obama's Justice Department. He has effectively curtailed proactive law enforcement in this country. And you know what's scary, though, too, Larry? As I mentioned in the book, The Police Revolt of 2016, while Obama is trying to disarm American citizens, destroy the morale of our police and military, he is still building up his internal private army, the army that he called for when he was first campaigning for the office of President of the United States. And, you know, this army, in my opinion, and I've done some research on this, consists of Homeland Security, consists of FEMA. You know, Obama has appointed 10 czars in the various 10 FEMA districts within our country. Each of these czars now control semi-military troops within these FEMA districts.
Let's come back to those czars and those districts when we get back from the break. Talking with Lawrence Macklin, Larry Macklin, The Police Revolt of 2016. It's all too true to what's going on.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking about the police revolt of 2016. A not-too-fictional novel by Lawrence Mackin. Larry Mackin has been a police officer for many years and has given us, I think, a very interesting warning that we should be much on the alert. Things are going on which are not entirely out of accord with life imitating art, as is sometimes said. The large purchases, we were just talking about the arms buildup before the break, by the federal government, czars for FEMA and Homeland Security for regions of the United States. But the arms buildup itself, for the last, time flies, 3-4 years, those of us who pay attention to these things have been wondering why in the world does this department and that department buy so much hardware, so much ammunition? I learned that the Department of Education even has a SWAT team, and they used it against some gal that was rather flagrantly behind in her loan repayment.
I remember that story. Yep.
And that's before Obama said, oh, well, we're just going to forgive the loans. But she looked out her window, and there's all these black-clad ninjas all over the lawn.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, let's consider this for a second. You know, street sweeper armored cars, that's scary. You know, what is being swept off the streets, and that's people, that's American citizens, the amount of ammunition they have, the fact that Obama is bringing, where I document in the book that Obama signed a security and mass defense agreement with Russia, well, Obama himself didn't sign it, but members of the Obama administration did, with Russia to bring Soviet troops into this country in the event we needed extra security, such as at a Super Bowl event, for example. You know, that's just malarkey. We have our own police in this country. We have our own military if needed, our National Guard. We don't need Russian troops in this country to help us with security at the Super Bowl or any other mass event.
Yeah, if they're going to help us with security, it's not going to be sports-related.
No, it's not going to be sports-related at all, Larry. But I believe that's part of Obama's plan to build up his private internal army within the United States that he spoke of. And I don't think it's far-fetched to say that he would illegal aliens. You could basically tell them, look, here are the arms. You want to stay in this country, you have to defend yourself, and they'll do that. Then look at all the illegal aliens from the Middle East that he's bringing into this country right now. I guess if he's bringing them in, some people would argue that they're illegal. But these are all men.
Of course, that doesn't make it legal just because the president did it. He thinks that's probably the case.
He thinks that because he's a tyrant, correct. Even Jen Napolitano, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, she came out on many occasions and she called the AR-15 a terrorist weapon, a military-style assault rifle that no American citizen should be allowed to own. But on the then she turned around and she stated that she wanted to buy an AR-15 rifle as a personal defense weapon for every federal employee. Think of that. Every federal employee gets an AR-15 rifle that, for me and you, it's a terrorist weapon. And we
now,
should be allowed
let's
to
get this clear, because I missed that particular statement. When she says every federal employee, is she talking about some clerk down at the GS-10 level?
She said every federal employee, and that's an exact quote.
That's astounding.
That she wanted to buy an AR-15 for every federal employee. Now,
it's enough to make me want to go to work for the federal government.
Yeah, definitely. But again, think about this, you know, a part of Obama's private army there. And, you know, I took journalistic license in the book, but I think it added a lot of excitement, a lot of adventure, and was a key part of the story in describing how, you know, Obama did bring Russian soldiers into this country to use them as part of his private army and did house them in their planes on some of our closed military bases. And unfortunately, Larry, it's not that far-fetched.
No, it's not. And it's not because I think it's becoming increasingly apparent that as much as the president has tried to cull the military of senior officers who are known to be pro-American, he simply hasn't been able to get enough from his lights. He certainly hasn't gotten them all. And so if it ever did come down to the rubber meeting the road, the president really can't be sure that he would be giving an order that would be followed. In a best case, from the president's point of view, there might be a massive stick out. That would be the best case, because it could well be that your police revolt of 2016 would kick in. And at some point, the guys and gals would say, that's it. He's gone too far. Today's the day. Let's go. Let's roll.
Well, Larry, I think that's quite possible. And I think it's not someday. I think we're at that point right now. But again, we're just looking for a leader. We're looking for a Sean Dominguez, the fictional leader of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, in the book. I think we're looking for a character to rally around, whether it be the Commandant of the Marine Corps or somebody who just steps out of the shadows and leads us. And I'd like to emphasize about this book, too, that I stressed in the book that Americans of all ethnicities, of all backgrounds, step forward, whether they're Asian, Hispanic, white, black, male, female, step forward. They recognize the danger that our country is in. They step forward to defend our Constitution as United Americans. You know, they recognize the threat posed by Obama to our freedoms, to our country. And again, as United Americans of all, you know, races and backgrounds, they come forward to defend our Constitution.
Yeah, somewhat.
To unite America, not to divide America.
And I think somewhat consistent with the speculation engaged in novelistically in the police revolt of 2016 about the hollowing out of the military is the kind of concomitant dissing of sympathetic American allies, and I'm thinking particularly of the Middle East, where I would imagine you could say we have two. One is General al-Sisi, who I think is probably one of the most courageous men I've ever known about.
And I would agree with you on that, yes.
What a backbone this guy has. And he's in a neighborhood where his only potential ally is Israel, which, of course, is like a four-letter word for many radical Muslims. And so you've got our own president having told Israel a little over a year ago, I believe it was, that they were not to attack Iran, they were not to go after its build-up of atomic warfare capability, and that if any did, they would be shot out of the skies by American fighter planes.
Yep, I remember that clearly, distinctly.
That was stunning.
Well,
and all we can hope is that those pilots would all be sick, really just terribly sick at the same time.
Well, yeah, we would have to hope for that. But I think that's a very clear indication of where Obama's loyalties lie.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Muslim, and in my opinion, he's a radical Muslim. Now, he's not running around with an explosive device on his back, but he's doing far more damage from the office that he holds as the President of the United States to our military, to our national identity. He's shredding the very fabric of our identity as a nation by allowing in so many illegal aliens, most who will not speak English, most who demand that we adapt to them and to their culture, that we teach their children in their own native language. They don't want to learn English.
And of course, at the end of the day, it all comes down to Sharia, which is women are at about the same level as a farm animal. We're talking with Larry Macklin. We're talking about the police revolt of 2016.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapons storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Lawrence Mackin, former police officer, been involved in law enforcement for many years. His novel, The Police Revolt of 2016, hopefully will remain a novel, something that we don't actually have to live through. But I tend to agree with the thesis that if things were to get to push to shove, there are enough in the military, even after Obama's hollowing out of our military, there's certainly enough in the nation's law enforcement ranks that if an order is given, or a series of orders that are clearly violative in an immediate sense of our Constitution, whether it be gun confiscation or something that would be somewhat similar in impact, there's a real question as to whether it would be carried out by many, if any, of those in question. And one of the things that was, I thought, a really great dramatic moment in your novel. I don't want to, well, there's so many dramatic moments. I don't think I can at all take away from the excitement of reading the book if people are going to get a copy of The Police Revolt. But at one point, there's a, things are kind of coming to a head, and the Muslim infiltrator in the White House, not the president, one of his advisors, has been trying to get things on, and there's a Muslim riot, which just overwhelms what the police are able to handle. And so it kind of comes to an end when they come around in the corner, and oops, there's a sea wall of armed Americans. And to cut to the chase, the they decided, never mind, just kidding.
Right. If you notice, Larry, that scene took place in the great state of Texas, one of the states that truly believe in our Second Amendment, one of the friendliest states to Constitution and gun rights. And I chose Texas deliberately for that, to show how an armed populace, an armed people, can assist the police in maintaining order, maintaining civil order, and if necessary, and defending the country itself against foreign invasion. But I think that's a very realistic scenario, Larry, and I've seen it many times over the years where people have used firearms to defend themselves, their homes, their family, not even discharging the firearms in many cases, just, you know, showing a firearm, and the would-be criminal, the would-be rioter, the would-be rapist, they back right down. They fear an armed citizen.
And they left can have all the studies they want. One of their favorite tricks that had people buffaloed for quite some time was to say that the number would vary. One I remember is 40 times more likely to be harmed by your own self-defense firearm than to use it successfully. Well, their definition of a successful Second Amendment self-defense use of a firearm was killing the dirtbag. And
yeah,
we've just mentioned that no. Most of these defensive uses are simply to brandish, which is a legally charged word, to show that, hey, I got a gun. And, like one of our members told me from New York City, he'd been the subject of an attempted carjacking, and the dirtbag came up to his closed window with a gun held in his hand and said, out of your car. And our member reached down by his bucket seat and pulled up his own, I think it might have been a .357, probably didn't matter much which at that point, and held it at the window the same as the dirtbag was doing. And the dirtbag said, wrong car. And off he went. You bet it was the wrong car.
You know, to tell you the truth, Larry, I wouldn't believe anything that any of these anti-gunners, these have to say. I wouldn't believe a word Hillary Clinton has to say, or the mainstream media. They've just lied on so many occasions, and they've been caught in their lies on so many occasions, that you really can't take anything they say with any with a grain of salt. You just can't trust them. And it's deliberate. They're doing this intentionally. But I had a talk one time with a woman. She's a school psychologist in the local town where I live. And she was speaking about how no one, not even the police, should have guns off duty. They have to leave them in their station when they go home at night. And I said to her, let's have an interesting little experiment. Let's put an orange sign in front of your house, and you have to wear an orange sign on you saying that you do not have a firearm, you can't defend yourself. You and all your friends that don't believe in firearms, you have to wear this sign for, 60 days, and those of us who have firearms and believe in firearms for personal self-defense, we won't have a sign on, and we'll see who's victimized more. She was horrified. He actually admitted, no, we can't do that. Of course the criminals will come after us. And, it was very revealing. And so I said to her, well, why do you want to disarm people then? And she couldn't really answer me. It's just, I don't know, it's almost like these people are brainwashed.
The same token, I can't imagine that all of the people that were victimized in Paris, particularly in that large entertainment venue, the Bataclan or whatever it was called, that a few of them, as they were waiting to be shot, hadn't had the thought go through their mind, oh, if I just had a gun.
Larry, you're absolutely correct on that, and that's been proven on many occasions. Don't forget, here within the United States, now again, the media doesn't remind us of these things, just like they don't remind us of 9/11, but there were several different instances where Muslims from Chechnya came into this country, went into various malls, and started shooting at people. And thank God, in the two situations that I'm familiar with, there was an off-duty police officer who was armed. He was able to stop one of them. And in another mall, on a separate occasion, there was an armed citizen who, after several people were shot, he was able to stop the Muslim terrorist, the Chechen, who was firing into the crowds also. And you are absolutely right. If the French had allowed their citizens to be armed, there's a great possibility that many lives would have been saved that night.
We would like to hope that, just like we hope after similar tragedies here, that the resolve of the pro-disarmament crowd weakens. May it be the case in France as well, that they see that it didn't work out so well, because, for one thing, while France is pretty well free of quote-unquote guns sold legally through French stores, and I know you can buy guns in France, although it's just a mountain of paperwork. But when I was in a French city one time years ago, I saw a Beretta on display in a store. It was siesta time, southern France, so I didn't get to go in and ask what would be involved in buying it, but I subsequently found out a whole lot would be involved in buying it. And then you'd have to often leave it at a gun club, and it's not going to be available for self-defense.
Well, in Germany right now, citizens are finding that out. They're going through mountains of red tape, forms and applications, trying just by a shotgun to defend themselves against what the Muslims are doing in Germany right now. The burglaries, mm-hmm. the thefts, the rapes, and they're unable to purchase a firearm. It should be a clear, clear warning to Americans. This is coming to us. This is another Muslim invasion of the West, and if we're not armed, if we can't defend ourselves, we're going to end up just like Europe. And, you know, if that's not enough to scare us in defending our Second Amendment, our Constitution, our country, I don't know what is. Because, when the Muslims do come here, Larry, they're going to give us a choice, convert or die. And they mean it. They're very serious about that.
That is so on point, and hopefully this horrible situation in Paris is going to be a wake-up call, not only for the French and Europeans in general, but for us as well. But, you know, it's fine that we can go buy a gun, and right now in most parts of the United States you can walk into a store and buy a whole lot of things if we don't have the will to use it. If we don't have the will to even say to the president, stop importing Muslims. You can't vet the people that are coming in now from Syria. You have no way to know that they're not mass murderers. For goodness sakes, no more Muslims. Send them to Saudi Arabia if they really can't stay in Syria. Send them to Yemen.
Well, that's a really interesting point, Larry. Recently two terrorists have been caught, I believe, one coming into Italy.
I'm afraid we've run out of time, which is a frequent problem. Talking with Lawrence Mackin, M-A-C-K-I-N, about his novel, The Police Revolt of 2016. Get a copy and see just how much of a fiction piece you think it is. Thanks, Larry.
Larry, thank you very much. I'm honored to have spoken to you.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.